News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. The number of coronavirus cases in India on Wednesday rose to 29, including 16 Italians touring Rajasthan, said the government, adding that all international passengers will now be screened at airports as concerns mount over the spread of the respiratory infection. As of February 3, 6 coronavirus cases, including one Italian, was reported in the country. Giving a breakup of the 28 cases, Health Minister Harshvardhan said, one patient is from Delhi, six more, his relatives, are from Agra, one is from Telangana, and there are 16 Italians as well as their Indian driver in Rajasthan. The figure includes the first three cases in the country from Kerala last month, who have since recovered. Later on Wednesday, e-commerce payment system Paytm said an employee in its Gurgaon office has tested positive, bringing the total up to 29. In a statement, the company said the infected person had recently returned from a vacation in Italy, one of the worst hit countries from coronavirus, and advised its employees to work from home for the next couple of days. With the number of cases rising, the Union Health Ministry issued an advisory to all schools asking them to avoid any large gathering of students in the premises. It said that any student or staff with travel history to any COVID-19 affected country or in contact with such persons in the last 28 days should be monitored and quarantined at home for 14 days. Class teachers have been asked to remain alert of any possible signs and symptoms among students like coughing, fever, or difficulty in breathing, and immediately inform the parents to get them tested. Ask parents not to send the child back to school till advised so by the treating doctor, the advisory said, asking schools to place alcohol-based hand sanitizers at various spots and advised monitoring students staying in hostels. The ministry also asked them to ensure availability of soap and water in restrooms at all times. At his press conference, Vardhan said all international passengers will now be screened at airports. Earlier, travelers from only 12 countries were screened from the contagious disease that has claimed over 3,000 lives and infected more than 90,000 worldwide. 17 Indians abroad have been infected, 16 from a cruise ship in Japan being treated at onshore medical facilities, and one from the United Arab Emirates, said the Ministry of External Affairs. All legal remedies of Nirbhaya case convicts have been exhausted and nothing survives now, the Delhi government told a court on Wednesday, seeking a fresh date for the execution of the four Nirbhaya case convicts. President Ramnath Kovind rejected the mercy petition of Pawan Kumar Gupta, one of the four men facing the gallows in the 2012 Nirbhaya gang rape and murder case, a Home Ministry official said earlier in the day. The trial court had on February 17 issued a fresh date for execution of death warrants for March 3 at 6 a.m. for the four convicts, Mukesh Kumar Singh, 32, Pawan, 25, Vinay Sharma, 26, and Akshay Kumar Singh, 31, in the case. And after a not-so-super Tuesday, Michael Bloomberg is out of the presidential nomination contest in the United States, but the power of his $60 billion fortune is staying in. Bloomberg on Wednesday switched from being a candidate to being a powerful backer of former Vice President Joe Biden, who dominated March 3 Super Tuesday voting in the race to challenge President Donald Trump in the November 3 election. Bloomberg, the 78-year-old former mayor of New York and one of America's richest people, performed poorly at Tuesday's polls, winning only the U.S. territory of American Samoa, despite spending more than $500 million in an unprecedented ad blitz. In announcing he was ending his presidential run, he also endorsed Biden, who, like Bloomberg, is a moderate and is now the leading contender to take on the self-described Democratic Socialist U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders for the Democratic Party nomination. "I will work to make him the next president of the United States," Bloomberg said of Biden in a statement. It was not immediately clear how Bloomberg would support Biden. When asked what the support will look like, an official in Bloomberg's former campaign pointed to his past pledge to keep campaign infrastructure in place through November to help Democrats defeat Trump. Bloomberg addressed a crowd of supporters in New York, thanking his staff for their efforts, but providing no details on how he would spend his money. Biden's deputy campaign manager, Kate Bedingfield, said it wasn't clear how Biden's campaign will work with Bloomberg. All of those details are still to be worked out, she said on a call with reporters. Bloomberg had used advertising as part of his novel electoral strategy, in which he skipped the four early voting states and instead focused on the 14-state Super Tuesday contest. His ad campaign on Facebook, costing him about $63 million, appeared to go dark on Wednesday. No ads were listed as active on the social media platform's political ad library. And the release of the James Bond film No Time to Die has been pushed back several months because of global concerns about coronavirus. MGM, Universal and producers Michael G. Wilson and Barbara Broccoli announced on Twitter Wednesday that the film would be pushed back from its April release to November 2020. The announcement cited consideration of the global theatrical marketplace in the decision to delay the release of the film. No Time to Die will now hit theaters in the UK on November 12 and worldwide on November 25. The Bond films make a significant portion of their profits from international markets. The last film, Spectre, made over $679 million from overseas theaters in 2015, with over $84 million of the total coming from China. Concerns had already been brewing around the imminent release and the global outbreak. Publicity plans in China, Japan, and South Korea had previously been cancelled, and on Monday, the popular James Bond fan site MI6HQ published an open letter to the producers, urging them to delay the film's rollout. It is time to put public health above marketing release schedules and the cost of cancelling publicity events, the letter said. Hollywood film release and production schedules have already been affected by the outbreak. Last week, Paramount Pictures halted production on the seventh Mission Impossible film, which had been scheduled to shoot in Venice, Italy. The studio also postponed the Chinese release of Sonic the Hedgehog. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.